To them if you know what's good for you. Of course, you should listen to them even if you don't know what's good for you. Here's the Healthy Skeptic, Dr. Larry Kaskel, MD.
There's a new way of offering health care today, now being embraced by doctors, called personalized medicine. Dr. Mark Menalasino is one of the advocates for this approach, and he's joining us today to discuss the benefits and the success he's had with doing this for the last few years. Dr. Menalasino, welcome to the show, and if you could tell me a little bit about what personalized medicine actually is.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. You know, I think there's a transition going on in medicine today that a lot of our clients know that there's a better model versus the pill for the ill. And with all the new technology, the enhances in genetic testing, the microbiome of the digestive tract, the personalized amino acid and biochemistry analysis, we're now able to take a look at people from a much finer lens. We call it the functional medicine lens. And if we look at people in this system-wide approach, we can develop a holistic, integrative, functional medicine personalized approach to looking at each individual. And that's really what our clients are looking for. And at the end of the day, that's what's going to reverse a lot of our chronic care illness as well as prevent further illness.
So when you say individualize it, are you talking about their DNA?
Well, you know, when we talk about DNA, it's somewhat of a loaded term. You know, we've mapped the genome, and it hasn't really helped us at all. But what we're now doing is looking at these functional genetic markers called SNPs, single nucleotide polymorphisms. They're single amino acid deletions that markedly change the way that we utilize nutrients, the way that our proteins fold and function, and the way that we interact with our nutritional, our environmental, and our biochemical pathways. And so by identifying those, we're able to focus and personalize the treatments based on your genetics. And I think that's really where genetics is going to really pay off, is looking at these individualized SNP deletions to look at more functional approaches for optimal health.
Can you give me an example of something you've done this week in the office where you've used the SNPs and you've made a difference in somebody's life, either telling them how to prevent a disease, diagnose a disease, or cure a disease?
Yeah, I'll give you four because they're all in the same family. There's been a study published for women who are depressed that are on mood medicines that have the MTHFR, that's methyl tetrahydrofolate reductase, or a methylation defect. If you give them methylfolic acid versus the traditional folic acid, they get 8 times the response from their mood medicines. We've found a pattern that seems to run in families with this deletion, and we've had amazing success already this week just in a few days of using the methylfolate for someone that had this deletion. One of the calls I got is, how come no one figured this out before? I've never felt this good. This has been the thing that's always made the difference. The medicines never really did that much for him, and it was just a simple folic acid, but a special type of methylfolic acid. There's also a special type of B12 called methyl B12 that works particularly well with these people with this deletion, whereas the traditional cyanocobalamin does not have any effect at all, and traditional folic acid has no effect at all. So it can be really profound and dramatic and quick improvement in people's mood as well as their energy and their overall sense of wellness.
So when someone comes to you, how do you do the testing on them? Do you do it with a swab in their cheek? Do you draw blood? And then where do you send it?
Well, you know, in the past, the methylation genetic marker was very expensive through the traditional labs. A blood draw was about $400 to $450. Neuroscience Incorporated has a very easy-to-use saliva paper disc that sits under the tongue for 30 seconds. It's put into a special envelope, shipped to the lab, and within 5 to 7 days, you get your genetic results. It's less than $100. You can add additional markers like COMT comes with it. You can get the HLA-DR2 and 8, which are the celiac markers, multi-drug resistance gene for people who are exquisitely chemically sensitive, the vitamin D receptor to see who benefits from high-dose vitamin D or not. And each time you add one of the genes, because it's run on the same analyzer, it decreases the cost of each one. But I think the MTHFR-COMT is probably the most valid, clinically useful test, because what's the number one medicine prescribed in America? It's antidepressants. And about 70% of the people have some deletion here, and a simple, low-cost nutritional supplement can have a marked benefit in their outcome.
So when a patient comes in to see me, let's say tomorrow, and they say, Dr. Kaskel, I want this test done. I guess I'm not ready for it. I have to probably set up an account with this company to get these kits in my office, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's a very simple call, Neurosciences Incorporated, and you just call the customer service, get set up with an account. They send you the little kits. It takes just a couple days to get them. And what's nice is that it's such an easy, low-invasive, low-cost way to get this information, which could markedly differentiate who's going to benefit from one of your therapies. And so it's a very simple way to get an account set up. It's a simple way to assess the test, and the company provides recommendations to how to address. And Neuroscience Incorporated particularly has an assess and address model for neurotransmitters for mood, for neurotransmitters for sleep, for hormone issues, and a new cardiovascular prevention model that's really all leaned towards this new personalized medicine concept. What's unique about that individual? How can we tap into it? How can we use food as medicine or targeted nutraceuticals to try to support and enhance their outcome? It's a really fun way to practice.
So what are the criticisms of it? What are the skeptics saying? Because that's my name. I'm the healthy skeptic, and I have to question this and find out where the faults are in this new approach. Are there any?
In this particular genetic SNP, there really isn't. It's fairly bulletproof. And sir, I'm with you. When I see my clients, I tell them I'm the open-minded skeptic. I'm open to everything because I know in medical school they didn't teach us everything. But I'm skeptical of a lot of the things that I don't know about. And if I'm not fully aware, trained, understand it fully, it's not something that I use in my clinic. But I've been wrong. A lot of things that I didn't think were a big deal, they are. But the question for a lot of the alternative medicine tests and programs is, who's the canary in the coal mine? Does everybody need their mercury fillings taken out? No, but there's some people, when they do, they get a marked improvement in their health. So I think that's the thing we're still trying to struggle in. Hopefully this functional genetics will help us personalize and tailor down to those people who need some of these other therapies. And again, I think being an open-minded skeptic as a physician as well as a consumer is a very smart place to be. Be open to things when you're not getting your results, but be skeptical of things. I have my red flags that if there's one thing that fixes everything, it's probably not fixing anything. So you got to be really careful with some of these claims that are made. And frankly, I don't really believe in alternative medicine, because I think alternative medicine is what you do when other things don't work. But besides what we were taught in allopathic medicine in medical school, there's a lot of things the naturopaths know, the osteopaths know, the Ayurvedic doctors know, the Chinese physicians know. And what I did is I went out and got trained in all those things. I have two master's degrees, pharmacology, immunology. I'm an internal medicine specialist. It's the best diagnostic training. So I have a good skepticism as well. But I went and did Chinese medicine, Ayurvedic, naturopathics, homeopathics. I wanted to know what they know. So when clients come to me, I have a toolbox that's very broad. You know, they taught us in med school to motivate our clients by fear and guilt. If you don't stop smoking, you'll get cancer. If you don't stop eating McDonald's, you'll get diabetes. Well, what I try to do is be providing the latest information to empower my clients with knowledge to help them make healthy behavior choices that fit their belief system. Because at the end of the day, it's about them being empowered and understanding their health to make good choices. And that's what always works in the end. And the more information we can provide them, and the functional genetics really does give us another piece of the puzzle to go down that path.
So last few seconds, can you tell us where patients can go to learn more about personalized medicine and this type of testing you do in your practice?
Well, there are hundreds of doctors that are working with the Neuroscience Incorporated company out of Osceola, Wisconsin. And
all right.
You can call them directly.
We'll have them start there. And if you want to learn a little bit more about what Dr. Menno Lucino does, you can visit his website at www.mennoclinic.com. I'm Dr. Larry Kaskel, the Healthy Skeptic on Radio MD, reminding you to never let anyone do your thinking for you. And stay skeptical, my friends, and stay well.